Welcome to Buzzed with Brian. I am your host, Brian. We're going to talk about beer, the history, and drinking. Hey there, beer fans. Welcome back to another episode of Buzzed with Brian. We have yet another audience submission for you all. That's right, I've, quite honest, lost track of how many we've done. People keep sending me beer, whether it's breweries or friends of friends or strangers on the street. We have another audience submission. So, joining me as always on these audience submissions is Aaron. Aaron?
Hello, Brian.
So happy to have you back on the pod here.
Absolutely, always happy to be on.
And the beers we have at hand today, they traveled quite the far distance. Probably the farthest any beers have traveled to date on the show. Where are they coming from?
They are coming from Alaska.
That's right. They're coming from Juneau, Alaska, the state capital up there. So from one capital to the next. And what are we drinking? What are these beers we have? These Alaskan last frontier beers.
Well, we have two different beers today. We have a hazy IPA and we have a Mexican hot chocolate porter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, Brian, what brewery are they from?
Oh, yes. We didn't even say the brewery.
We didn't.
So, Juneau, Alaska. This is Barnaby Brewing Company. We'll touch more on the story of how the beers got to us and the brewery itself a little later on in the show here. So, let's do it, Aaron.
Let's do it.
On to today's show. Aaron, one more time as we kick off the episode here. Where are the beers coming from? What's the name of the brewery?
Barnaby Brewing Company, and this is in Juneau, Alaska.
Very nice. Yes, we kind of forgot to mention the brewery name at the episode intro there, so I thought we'd start off with it again. Barnaby Brewing Company.
Yes.
And then, Aaron, these are some special beers. I mean, I don't know how far away Juneau is from Madison, Wisconsin here. I'd imagine it's at least 1,000 miles.
It's got to be pretty far.
If not close to 2,000 miles. I don't know.
These beers did travel by plane.
Okay. Yeah, let's start there then. How did we get these beers? How did some Alaskan beers end up in our fridge here at home?
Sure. So we actually got these beers from a family friend of ours, one of my sister's best friends, Dustin Lake.
Shout out, Dustin.
And he has been a long time family friend, known him for a long time, and he knew that I was getting into beer a little bit more in depth in my later adulthood.
Yes, post 21, of course.
And so he's been working at this brewery and helping out kind of on the side of his regular job and wanted to share them with us.
Very cool. So you're telling me he may have had a hand in one or both of these beers we have today?
He had a hand in naming the second beer we're going to drink today.
Right, which is the porter. I believe it was called Mittens.
It is. Yeah. So he had a hand in naming that beer.
Awesome. Well, we'll get that. That'll be our second beer. We're going to drink the hazy IPA first. Just, I feel like that makes sense, especially with the adjuncts going on in the porter, but more on that later. Just a little sidetrack here. Barnaby Brewing Company started in 2016. So it's been around for some time now. We're talking 8 years here. It is owned and founded by Matt and Kelly Barnaby. So there's the namesake there. It's their last name. This power brewing couple, if you will, opened up the doors, and they had a low volume but high variety of beers. That's kind of their that was their starting goal. They're gonna brew small batch, and they were gonna brew a ton of different stuff. And I think when you even look at their draft menu today, they have 10 different draft lines available at their taproom space, and there is a wide array of beers. We're talking, you know, hoppy, malty, light, dark, smoked beers, adjuncted beers galore, which one of the beers will be in that breath today. And it was really neat, but they have expanded since then, partly out of necessity. They had a little bit of a fire incident from the sound of it in 2018, and their brew house burnt down, or the taproom burnt down, or both. So they were, you know, in low times there, but they rebounded and they opened up and had a soft opening of the new taproom space post the fire in April of 2019. Of course, the pandemic probably put a little bit of a damper in them as well, but they're going strong. And taking a look at their website, like I said, they've got a lot of neat stuff on tap, and really excited to drink the two beers we have on hand today.
Yeah, me too. Let's do it.
Let's go.
right. So starting out with beer number one, we have Girls Just Wanna Have Hops.
Love the name.
Love the name.
And very appropriate because this is a beer from the Pink Boot Society. We've talked about that on the show here and there, and I've had guests bring it up as well. Essentially, the Pink Boot Society is, you know, trying to support and endorse and
encourage
women
in brewing.
In brewing, yeah. And women that might be interested in getting into brewing. They have a lot of fun scholarship programs and things that allow women to have access into something that is still very male dominated. So the Pink Boot Society puts out a select gathering of hops from Yakima Chief out in the Pacific Northwest every year. So this is that this year's selection from the Pink Boot Society hops that they use for this hazy IPA.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. The beer itself here, Aaron, it's weighing in at 6%, 47 IBU. So I'd say on the sweeter side for an IPA and kind of right in the money at 6%. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, time to drink a beer.
All right, on to the pour. Okay, pouring this one out. It's got some wonderful frothy foam sitting on the top of this one. It's got some good carbonation out of the can. I should say we are drinking out of a 16-ounce traditional pounder today. Nice. The appearance on this one, it's got a slight haze. You know, you can see through it a little bit. It's letting you know there's some cloudiness in there, but it's not a super, I guess, like overly vibrant, opaque, hazy IPA, but that's okay.
Yeah, I honestly like the appearance of this beer. It is not intimidating. I think it's very subtle and ready to drink it.
Absolutely. So on the nose here, what are you picking up, Aaron?
My nose isn't working too well today.
That's fair. You are just coming off a little bit of an illness.
Just a little cold.
Just a little cold. Yeah. No COVID
I'm
here.
Getting a little citrusy-ness on the nose.
Yeah, I would agree. I get a ton of like a grapefruit type citrus, more like the juice from the grapefruit as opposed to like the rind or the zest. It is, it's letting you know up front that, yeah, it's going to be a juicy, hazy IPA.
Now that you say grapefruit, that's exactly what I'm getting.
Mm. There is a little bit of pine in there too, some earthiness to kind of balance it out. So it's got some dynamic smells on the nose for me. Let's get in for a sip. One more. Yeah, that's that's pretty good. That's what I would expect. You have a kind of a pristine sampling of hop selection here from the Pink Boot Society, and it's blended well with the malt bill. It's a really pleasant, easy drinking IPA.
I agree with that. I, as Brian knows, and as some of the listeners may know, that IPAs are not my jam. So when I have a good hazy IPA, I will dabble here and there. So I actually really like this. It's got, like you said, it's very well balanced. It's got some nice citrusy notes in it, but it's not too overpowering from the hops.
Mm-hmm. And it's got a fairly soft mouthfeel too, which I think is pretty marquee of the hazy IPA style. I wouldn't quite call this pillowy, but it is like an uncooked doughy softness to it.
Yeah.
Just throwing out words, you know?
Yeah, doughy softness. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. And there is a little bit of a bitter note on the end to balance it out. It's very sweet up front, sweet on the mid palate, and then I think some of that bitterness does shine through on the end. So it's a very complete beer, and I think job well done. I'm sure that Kelly had a hand in this between the couple, because it's the Pink Boot Society, and maybe they've got a couple other female patrons or female
brewers
or, you know, females in the front of the house in the tap room that helped out on the brew day. I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely. I agree. Go women.
Yes. Women in brewing. We could use more of that. All right. Let's move on to the second beer.
Let's drink another.
All right, beer number two. We've got the can out of the fridge. I'm excited about this one, mainly because it has one of my favorite adjuncts in it. So, Aaron, this is Mittens.
Mittens.
The porter, an adjuncted porter.
Not
the cat.
No. Not the cat.
No.
The porter.
The porter, yes. What can you tell us about this beer? And you said that Dustin, who sent us the beer...
He technically didn't send it to us. He brought it to Wisconsin.
True, he did bring it to Wisconsin.
When he was visiting family and my sister, and delivered the beers to my sister, who then delivered them to us.
Yes. It was a wonderful game of telephone beer there.
Always a wonderful game. So, who's got the beer?
So tell what he had a hand in this beer, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a hand in naming it. He may have also helped with some of the other aspects, but I only know that he helped with the naming.
Okay, and then as I alluded to, there is a good handful of adjuncts in this porter. What is in it?
Yes. So. First and foremost, there's some chocolate.
Chocolates.
So, Brian, what is the name of that chocolate?
Abuelitas.
Abuelitas.
Grandma's chocolate.
Grandma's chocolate. And then along with that, there is vanilla, cinnamon, and a touch of... Brian.
A touch of what? I don't know. Oh, habanero peppers. That's right. A little heat in this one.
Yeah, the one you're most excited about.
Actually, the cinnamon is what I was most excited about.
Oh, I should have known.
I do enjoy a pepper beer. I'm going to give a quick shout out, Peter Starkweather. He makes some great chili, pepper styled beers. And that is an adjunct that has really grown on me a lot. So I could see where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
And I mean, peppers and cinnamon both given to give you that little
touch of heat.
Little heat. Mouth-warming effect, I'm in love. Say less.
Yes, and from what I remember, Dustin does know that porters are one of my favorite styles, so this, again, was another reason he sent it to us, but, I mean, him having a hand in it, definitely.
It's a nice personal touch.
And absolutely.
And I hope that we enjoy this and we can say some nice things and you can hear us enjoying the beer.
Let's hope so. Otherwise, he's going to hate listening to this episode.
True that. So, on to the pour. I nearly forgot to say, but we are also enjoying this one out of a 16-ounce traditional
pounder.
That's right. Aaron and I just cracked this thing open and we poured it out. It is a stark contrast from beer number one, as it should be. Aaron, what are we looking at?
A dark porter.
A very dark porter. Can you see through that beer?
No.
Wonderful. Neither can I. And it's got not as much carbonation as the IPA. Which I think it could just be from the can, it could be the brew, but it's still letting you know there's beer. There's still some bubbles and a little thin layer of foam hanging out on the top of this one.
Right, and I mean, Brian, do we really want a lot of carbonation in a porter dark beer anyways?
I feel like no.
Yeah, the answer's I agree. No. So it's where it should be.
Yep. So as you listen to, we have a lot of adjuncts in this beer, so let's get in for a little smell. What do we got?
Got some notes of chocolate definitely on the nose.
I would agree there.
I'm not getting a whole lot of cinnamon or extra spice. How about you?
I agree. Those are fairly muted. The chocolate is dominating. I'm going to say co-dominating with just like the roasted kind of slightly smoky, slightly coffee-esque, in that kind of sense of roasted smell from the grain bill of this beer, which is to be expected for a porter. I think a lot of porters kind of smell that way.
Yeah, I do love the maltiness of those malts.
Maltiness of the malts?
Maltiness of the malts.
All right, let's drink these malts. That is a nice surprise.
I like it.
Yeah, one more. Tell me what you like about it first here, Aaron. I'll let you take this one.
It's a porter.
Sure.
I love porters. So it's definitely a light body where it doesn't feel too thick or heavy on the tongue.
Absolutely.
It's nice and smooth. And I love the notes of vanilla, little touch of cinnamon, a little heat, and definitely that chocolate.
For sure. It's a nice blend. I'm glad that you said vanilla in there. I know that's one of the adjuncts, but that really does shine through on the palate, even like up front for me almost. It's
me too.
A little bit of a sassy, fruity Mexican vanilla, which I think plays into, this Mexican chocolate that's in this beer, and it's really, really fun. where the chili pepper and the cinnamon was definitely kind of more on the muted background, didn't really pick up a bunch of it on the nose. It is there on the palate. This thing is tongue warming. The more sips you take, it's like, oh yeah, there's some nice little warming
little
spice.
Tinglies.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would agree. And like you said, it kind of builds up in a good way where like, for me, it's like, I look at habanero and a beer and I'm like, not going to be a beer for me. But then you try it and you're like, oh, that's so subtle. And you just get the essence and the flavor of the pepper.
Totally.
And not too much of that harsh spice.
I would agree. I think a lot of people see the word habanero and they're like, hold on, I can't even handle a jalapeno. You're telling me there's a habanero in there? No, this, they dosed this one really, really nice. It's very approachable even to the pepper, you know, despiser.
Exactly. I agree. And it's perfect for a great winter beer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're going to finish these beers off and we'll wrap the show up. All right, beer fans, that wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in this week and every week. I could not do this without your continued support, and in the case of Dustin, I could not do this with your continued sending of beers to get on the show. This is a nice it's a nice little side segment here. I've really been enjoying these audience submissions, and Erin, I think, enjoys them too because she gets to drink some of the beers.
Heck yeah, I do.
So speaking of drinking these beers, Erin, I know we kind of forewent the usual ratings on these because it feels a little more personal this time. We don't want to, I mean, these both were great beers, right? We both enjoyed them equally, but which one did you prefer? Did you have a favorite out of the two?
Oh, always a hard decision because they're two different beers, and you know, I just like have a bias towards porters that I very much enjoy. So unfortunately, I will be saying that my favorite beer was Mittens.
Mittens the porter. All right.
Yes.
Well,
great. However.
Yes.
This hazy IPA made by women, for women, is phenomenal, and I would definitely drink this on a regular.
Love that. Hazy on a daily?
Hazy on a daily.
Nice. This one in particular.
This one in particular.
And the name, again, was Girls Just Want to Have Hops.
Girls Just Want to Have Hops.
Well, I'm right there with you. I think the hazy IPA was very drinkable, very approachable. It's going to be very familiar to a lot of IPA lovers and easy to go for an IPA novice. But my favorite out of the two, my bias towards cinnamon, and you know, you said you thought it was gonna be chili, you know, chili peppers and beer, but I agree, I like chili peppers and beer, and it works so well, and they dose this one so well. The porter was my favorite as well out of the two.
Yeah, no surprise.
No surprise. So like I said, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you again to Dustin for, you know, getting these beers in our hands and in our fridge and on the show here. I can't wait to get up and enjoy maybe a beer up in Juneau, Alaska at some point in time here.
Yeah, maybe in a next couple of years.
Next couple of years, yeah.
Who knows?
Well, until then, check out the social, make a post about this episode and all episodes to come. Feel free to send an email or a DM at BuzzWithBrian and then BuzzWithBrian@gmail.com, BuzzWithBrian@gmail.com. Until then, can't wait to get back on the mic again soon and enjoy another couple of beers. Erin.
Cheers, beers.
Cheers, beers.